Thank you, David. Hi, everyone. So my name is Philip Carpenter, and I'm also a graduating senior here at First Press and at Cal. And also in 2 weeks, I will be graduating with a degree in computer science and engineering from Berkeley. And this coming July, I will actually be moving up to Seattle to start my first full-time employment as a software developer for Amazon. So that's where I'm headed. So I grew up in the church, and when I came to Cal, I immediately knew that I would need to find a church community like what I had back home. And in my first few weeks, I stepped into Focus and met Nick and this crazy guy who like ran up to me and already told me he loved me. I didn't really get it, but I later figured it out. And and I knew it would stick from the beginning. And I also jumped right into engineering. But I realized looking back that at that time, even though I believed in Christ and I'd grown up with him, his realness hadn't really become yet apparent in my life. And what I mean by that is that I had yet to really experience what suffering and forgiveness actually were, what brokenness actually was, and how Christ actually matters in our day-to-day lives. So the theme of my story is basically one of Christ becoming real in my life through some key experiences I had in college I would like to share with you today. So I started out as a freshman in engineering, and I picked engineering because in high school I liked numbers and I didn't like papers, so it seemed pretty obvious. But kind of early on, I almost became a little disillusioned with engineering at Cal because I came to Cal and there were so many people and they all had so many different opinions that I didn't really understand most of the time. And I talked to a lot of engineers, and like, people were really concerned with money. Like, I didn't get it. I was a freshman. Like, people wanted to make a lot of money when they graduated. I kind of get it now as I'm graduating. But I didn't really get it back then, but more than that, I didn't really see where God fit in it. I had this passion to do something, but what did God care? Like, did he really want me to do it, and how was I even going to please him in it? And these were questions that I was unable to answer really until this year. But, you know, I had focus, and I knew I needed to study something. I kind of plowed along, and I kind of just went through my first 2 years of college like that, and it was good. And then junior year came, and junior year actually brought in a lot of changes. Engineering became a lot harder. School became a lot harder. I wasn't doing so well in my classes anymore, and I didn't really have any idea what was going to happen in 2 years, and all of a sudden college was half over. So I had to make a choice that year that was really hard for me, and that choice was actually to kind of step aside from my Christian community for a little bit to join something else that I also had seen was helpful to other people, and that was an engineering fraternity. It was a completely secular group, and so my junior year actually chose to pledge in an engineering fraternity. I know it's a fraternity, but it's engineering. It sounds really lame. I get it, but we think we're cool. But at the same, and it was good. Like, it was really good. All of a sudden, I had friends in classes, and my grades got better, and I was getting tips on resumes, and I knew how to interview, and all of a sudden, like, I was able to email people at companies and start thinking about internships and jobs, and, like, these can't be bad things, right? But on the flip side, it was a very secular group. It was a secular group that brought a lot of different opinions in front of me, that confronted me with a lot of things I hadn't really ever seen in my life before. I was hanging out with different people, different opinions. I made mistakes that year. I made a lot of mistakes, and mistakes that I had to apologize to people for, I had to ask forgiveness for, and mistakes that all too often ended with me at the end of the night bent over a toilet. But in that process, I kind of started living two lives. I had kind of my Christian life, and I had this engineering life, too. And at the same time, I still was unable to answer this question of where God fit in it all. So it almost seemed like things were worse off than when they started. But God still wasn't really done challenging me yet, because I was, at the time, still open about my Christianity and my faith to the brothers in my fraternity, the girls and guys in my co-engineering fraternity. And so then they start coming back at me, you know, Phil, why do you believe? Why do you say all this stuff? Like, why do you miss our events to go to this other thing on Wednesday night when you even have, like, homework to do the next day? And it doesn't really seem like it really matters to you that much, and you don't really seem that different because of it. So, like, what's the big deal? And I couldn't answer it. People were asking me why they should believe. And these were people that I met that had suffering beyond anything I'd ever experienced. And what was I supposed to say to them? I didn't know how to answer it, and I was really challenged. But I knew that somehow I had to find the middle ground, that both these communities were good for me, and I wanted to be one person that was a representative of Christ in both those communities. And how was I going to do that? So I started asking God for answers. And, you know, I was kind of hoping at the time that, like, it would all just click. I would go on, like, a mission trip, and, like, somehow it would all just make sense. But, you know, it never works like that. And so it came slowly in time. It came through me coming Wednesday nights and sitting in 30 minutes here in these pews, listening to Nick and some of the other interns talk about what it meant to be a Christian and how that actually should affect your life and why that should be important to you. It came on mission trips, traveling around the world in Thailand, Dominican Republic with people here in church. It came just talking to homeless people on the streets of Berkeley all the time. And I eventually was able to cease a lot of suffering. I experienced through these mission trips on the streets of Berkeley, I saw suffering and the way it affected people and corruption in the world and how God's forgiveness could transform those dark places. And I understood why these things started to matter. And there were really two things that happened. There are a lot of experiences I could share along the way, but what I want to kind of get to is a conclusion. And that is two things that I was able to experience that helped me find the answers to these questions I had. The first one was that one random night, like any other, I was sitting here on a Wednesday night, and Nick said something that night that really hit me, which was that most of the time, God doesn't really care what we do. He really doesn't care what we do. He cares how we do it. And that was like a game changer for me. I started learning about how I don't have to go halfway around the world, or I don't have to go out somewhere to serve the Lord, that every action I take, I can choose to do with passion and love and care and forgiveness, and I can care for the people around me regardless of decisions they make, and that can be effective in my life, and I can serve God each and every day through this constant discipleship. That started helping me think about my future. You know, maybe there will be something in engineering. It doesn't really answer the question yet, but I know that wherever I go, I will have that ability to do whatever I do with passion and love and care for the people that are around me at the time, because it's how I do it. And the second thing was that after all these messages on Wednesday nights, things of how to live like a Christian, be like a Christian, I finally was having one of these conversations again with one of my best friends in my fraternity, a non-practicing Christian, and he asked me again, you know, why do you believe? Why do you think all this stuff? And I kind of finally found an answer. And that answer, what I was able to say back was something along the lines of, because I look at the world and I see that the things that Christ has taught me, the things that I read, the things I learn about passion and love and care and forgiveness and patience and instead of sin and evil are inherently good for my life and inherently good for the people around me and everyone else in the world. And not only that, but I am made in God's image, and so I can choose to see those as good truths and I can act on them. But more importantly than that, I saw that I was also so imperfect at it and completely failed at it most of the time. And so just like anything else, just like engineering, just like I would need to learn from a professor, I needed a teacher. And why not learn from the best teacher, the one who knows it, the one who created us, the one who knows it the best? And also because I do not doubt that these truths that I have learned are more have resonated deep within my heart, and more importantly than anything I have ever learned in school or anywhere else in my life. It was a long answer. He didn't really have much to say after that. But what I noticed, and I've said that to other people too since, as I've spent my senior year kind of bringing my two lives back together, making choices to leave certain decisions behind, but still loving everyone in multiple communities that I found. And what I notice when I say this to people is that they may shake their head still, and they may nod it off, and that's fine. I'm not trying to convince anyone, but they pause. And my friend paused, and in that pause, I know that they feel something because what I'm saying to them is something that is true for them and is true for everyone. And they feel that for a moment, and they consider it. And they don't really question it anymore after that either. Although I would still want them to because I want them to keep asking. So these are the answers I found in college, and this is how Christ has kind of become real in my life. And while it doesn't necessarily like fix everything, it does give me a lot of promise. And it makes me, instead of scared, it makes me really excited now for the future, for my future job, for my future move, where I'm going, because now I know that I can live in these communities and I can be a disciple day in and day out, no matter where I am, and I can serve and love the Lord as one holistic child of God. And I know everyone can do that. Thank you.